WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click SeegertOneHour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Calvert man accused of a July 30th bank robbery and carjacking in Bryan has been arrested. 27-year-old Eric Portish Jr. was picked up in Harris County and has been transported to the Brazos County Jail. Portis was issued 9 arrest warrants, including 2 associated with the armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th. Jail records indicate 7 counts of aggravated robbery, 1 count of aggravated kidnapping, and evading arrest last month from Hearn Police, which resulted in a 12-hour standoff at a Calvert home that turned out to be unoccupied. The downing of a power line yesterday morning in the Benchley area north of Bryan left about 600 customers without power for about 2 hours. The cause of the down line near OSR and Rabbit Lane is still unknown. David Worley with BTU says a lot goes into keeping the lights on, such as lightning arresting material and safeguards.
When they do go out, we've got things called reclosers, and when you see your lights blink a little bit, that's usually because a piece of protective equipment is working at that time, and it's trying to keep a fault from happening to the extent where a line does melt down or catch on fire.
Worley says strong storms like the one in Bryan last Saturday present special obstacles because of trees falling on the line and the need to travel across property to problem areas. The new year will bring leadership changes at KBTX Television. Parent company Gray Television announced Channel 3's Mike Wright will become vice president and general manager of KBTX and Waco's KWTX. After 23 years in the Twin Cities, he says he wanted a hand in the station's future.
And if this is how my career is going to ride out, I didn't want someone to come in at the primary station in the market and make decisions that will impact a community that they don't know about, and that would be Bryan College Station. That is one of the crown jewels in Texas as far as I'm concerned. I wanted to be the person to write that chapter, to take care of the people here who have dedicated themselves to making KBTX better and a community leader.
Channel 3's General Sales Manager Lori Bruffett will add Station Manager to her responsibilities. Wright plans to continue as the voice of Consolidated High School Football on WTAW at least through next year, and is committed to a half year of A&M Women's Basketball. The new responsibilities are the result of the retirement of Robert Bunch in Waco, effective December 31st. If your spring and summer projects left you with old paint, batteries, and chemicals, you'll be able to get rid of them safely tomorrow. Recycling coordinator for College Station Heather Qual says from 7 to 2 at the University Services Complex, they'll accept all kinds of household hazardous waste.
Nearly every electronic you can think of, you can bring out there with the exception of microwaves or cordless phones, those types of items. Call ahead, call 764-3832 if you've got an electronic that you think might be accepted. Just because there's so many to list, it's usually easier to talk about what we won't take rather than what we will.
Qual says they'll also accept medications, CFL light bulbs, and fluorescent tube lights. Go to WTAW.com for more details. The federal government shutdown continues as the deadline approaches to raise the federal debt ceiling. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan said the president used a very unfortunate choice of words in a speech yesterday, threatening to delay Social Security checks.
Social Security benefits are funded by mandatory spending. They go out come heck or high water. The only way that the president could the only way that Social Security payments could be withheld are if two things happen. One is the president decides to withhold them, and number two, he takes the staff away that generates the payments that actually go out the doors.
Flores says just as disturbing as claiming Republicans want to default on the federal debt, which the congressman says is not true. The congressman's comments were made during a conference call yesterday just after shots were fired outside the U.S. Capitol.
So if this call may be disrupted, if it is, we'll try to reschedule it for later on today or sometime tomorrow.
Flores says they were moved to a shelter-in-place location to conduct a question-and-answer session with reporters. Nearing 6 months since the fertilizer plant explosion in West, officials say money is headed to victims. John Crowder, the long-term recovery center, says as many as 20 families could see checks next week. Private donations have generated more than $3.5 million. The delay, according to Mayor Tommy Mushko, was federal requirements that families exhaust other sources, such as FEMA, before becoming eligible for money from the center. There was also a delay in the center receiving its tax-exempt status. State Senator Tommy Williams of the Woodlands says he'll resign before the start of the 2015 legislative session. The Texas Tribune reports Williams is in the running for a lobbyist position with the A&M system. Williams was the state Senate's chief budget writer as chairman of the Finance Committee. And Wendy Davis went home to Haltom City to announce her candidacy for Texas governor yesterday.
I have a Texas story. 32 years ago, I received my high school diploma right here on this spot.
Davis is trying to become the first Democrat in 20 years to win the governor's race. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Siegert One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13 is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering you a loaner program. If your unit goes down, you need to stay cool at no additional cost. They'll provide one for you while they fix yours. The number to call is 690-2278. Here's some weather.
Tropical storm Karen continues to move through the Gulf of Mexico, but she's probably headed towards the coast of Mississippi or Alabama Saturday or Saturday night. For us today, sunshine and near 90, partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a thunderstorm, 85. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, turning dramatically cooler, 55 to 60. A mixture of sun and clouds on Sunday and a whole lot more comfortable, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Mac Brown may have pulled his bacon out of the fire for a little bit longer. I had also NFL last night, playoff action, NHL. There was the President's Cup, and I could go on, but we'll have to do that at 6:52.
That was two pretty bad football teams.
Yeah, it was.
I watched the end of that. That was pretty
bad. Did you see the fumbles, that weren't fumbles?
Yeah. Yeah, Paul Rhodes can't be happy.
No.
He can't be. He's the coach at Iowa State. Anyway, dramatically cooler is true. Our numbers, a little bit different from what Rob says, has us Saturday night at 57, Sunday night at 50. 50 for a low.
Yeesh.
Yeah, no kidding. Bring out the rap. And then 52 on Monday night. So kind of pleasant. Worthwhile to be outside.
That's like all fally feeling.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, make you feel like that. All right, here we go. So some people are just different. A Lincoln, Nebraska man accused of indecent exposure after he allegedly stripped naked in front of a church and then crashed the wedding. Police were called to the St. Mary's Catholic Church, not the one here, about an uninvited man who had pulled up in a pickup and got out waving lettuce. Waving lettuce. I mean, the real thing. Said he was there to feed the animals, as you'd expect. Wedding goer said the man got back in his truck then, drove about 150 feet before he stopped and shucked his duds. And stood there naked.
See, on drugs?
They don't say anything about an altered state of consciousness, so I'm not exactly sure.
He's doing his best, Adam and Eve. He just couldn't find a fig leaf.
Well, that's it. He used lettuce. It was the next best thing, I suppose. But still, there to feed the animals.
It's going to be a good morning. A good morning meeting. We're
going to have a great time.
Wow, that left us all silent.
Info. Yeah, it's pretty disturbing.
I mean, was he there and the wedding was going? Was he there because of the wedding? Was he just there to feed the animals? I mean,
was he invited?
No, he wasn't invited. We know that. But
what kind of animals do people have at their church?
I'm not sure. Maybe he thought it was time for the nativity scene.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Good morning, meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more.
but my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. This year, we told you that we're doing something different with the Texas Renaissance Festival in that we have specified dates with the tickets. And so we have specified dates for the opening weekend, which is coming up next weekend, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have a stack that would probably replace a furniture chair leg. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I have. So, you know, and we never do this. So the next two people who call, 695-1620, 695-1620, I'll have a pair of tickets for you. But understand they're good on either the 12th or 13th and only on the 12th or 13th, okay? But 695-1620, just because we don't give out stuff early in the morning very often.
They're not exchangeable.
No, they're not.
Don't ask.
No, that's it. So just, you know, just the way they're doing it now. All right, this is the 277th day of the year. I'll grab a phone call, and we'll give away some tickets. Who's this? Wait. I didn't have the button pushed. Who's this?
This is Randy.
Randy who?
Randy Seagraves.
Why are you up so early?
I'm dropping my son off at cross country. They've got a meet out of town today.
Oh, well, pretty good weather for it, I guess. That's kind of nice. All right, Randy, don't come by right now, but come by after the office opens up, and I got a pair of tickets for you, good the 12th and the 13th, okay?
All right.
Thanks,
super, all right.
Thanks, man. Yep, and good luck to your son. Hi there, who's this?
This is Thomas.
Thomas who?
Dawson.
What do you do, Thomas?
I do pest control.
Oh, you're out there stomping bugs early in the morning, huh?
Always.
There you go. Well, what's the name of your company? Get the plug.
Intech.
All right, there you go. Come by here after business hours. We open the office at 9 o'clock. We'll have tickets for you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You bet. All right. Okay, that's all. Just thought we'd reward those folks who are out and, you know, cranking it early. Today is 10-4 day. Yep, good buddy. Here you go. 10-4. 10th month, 4th day. I'm just saying.
Oh, that was delightful and awful.
Yeah, I know it was. But it's also World Smile Day. It's National Taco Day.
Hey!
Yeah, all right, do it yourself. National Golf Day. I don't know why that's in October. That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
President's Cup today.
And it's Diversity Day. So, yeah. All right, birthdays.
Yeah,
why not?
All right, here we go. Dakota Johnson is 24. Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's daughter.
Oh, okay.
She's actually the one that they've chosen to star in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, have they chosen her to also inherit all the money he's gotten?
I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Alicia Silverstone is 37. Heidi Neufeld, who was the lead singer of Trick Pony for a while, is now solo, is 43. A.C. Green, NBA superstar, is 50. John Cicada is 52. David W. Harper is 52. It took me a minute on that one, but that was Jim Bob Walton.
Oh, well, there you go.
Christopher Waltz is 57. He was in Inglourious Basterds.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Simmons is 56. Started Def Jam, which, if you're into that kind of music, is huge. Linda McMahon, 65, CEO of WWE.
Oh, yeah.
And not in the Connecticut State House.
No, does she not?
Susan Sarandon, 67. Anne Rice.
Oh,
she's made a little money.
Yeah, written a book or two.
Yeah. Is 72. Strangely enough, Anne Rice shares her birthday with Jackie Collins, who is 76.
Wow. Be a chick writer. This is the day for it. Armin Asadi is 64. Liev Schreiber is 46. Gosh, those numbers, you know, are inverted. All right. Saturday, what do we got?
Jesse Eisenberg is 30.
Hmm.
Stars as the Facebook founder. He played Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, okay.
Nikki Hilton, the normal one, is 30. Jesse Palmer is 35. He was an NFL quarterback and one of the Bachelors.
Oh, of course.
Kate Winslet is 38 from My Little Dinghy. Guy Pearce is 46. Iron Man 3, Memento. The guy's done a ton of stuff. Mm. Mario Lemieux, he's 48. Hockey player. Daniel Baldwin is 53. The burliest of the Baldwin brothers.
Oh, yes.
Clive Barker, 61. Karen Allen is 62. She was the lady in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, all right.
Sir Bob Geldof from Live Aid.
Right.
And Boomtown Rats?
Yep,
Boomtown Rats is 62. Brian Johnson, lead singer of AC/DC, or as this says, lead screamer, is 66. And Steve Miller from the Steve Miller Band is 70.
70. He's still rocking.
He keeps on rocking you, baby.
Clip Howard went to see him last weekend in Austin, I think. Yeah. 70 and still touring. And doesn't have to, which is, you know, kind of neat. Grant Hill was an NBA basketball player. And Jeff Conaway, remember him? He He passed away.
He was in Taxi.
He was a taxi guy, yeah. All right, on Sunday.
Jeremy Sisto is 39 years old. Okay. He's Billy on 6 Feet Under.
Uh-huh.
Ian Griffud. I don't know this one. I apologize.
That's okay.
Mr. Fantastic in the Fantastic Four. He's 40.
I'm sure he
is. Amy Jo Johnson's 43. She was the Pink Power Ranger.
Okay. Somebody had to be.
Elizabeth Shue is 50 years old. Tony Dungy, classy former head coach, and now he does Sunday Night Football. He's 58.
Yeah.
Kevin Cronin, 62, the lead singer of Rio Speedwagon. That's REO.
Mm.
Britt Eklund.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have her age, but it's
71.
She's 70. Wow, really?
Yeah, really is. Yeah.
Ellen Travolta, John's sister.
Right.
She was actually in stuff, though.
Yeah.
She was in Charles in Charge and Joni Loves Chachi.
Good for her, yeah. Okay.
And Bruno Sammartino is 78 years old. He was in the WWE, and he isn't in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Of course. It's 6:22.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so think about your household budget. So how you spend money, it says a lot about your priorities. You know, the same goes for government. So here we are in the middle of a government shutdown. What are some of the examples of how we are continuing to spend money? On a day the shutdown went into effect and World War II vets were barricaded from visiting their memorial, the Army chose to award $2,163 to a massage chair, a contract for such. And also, while grocery stores at U.S. bases all around the country are closed to our members of the military, no problem, the golf course on Andrews Air Force Base remains open. Glad to know Obama will be able to get in another round of golf yet again. Yes, prioritizing your money.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In another galaxy, this is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. Samsung says it will break profit records in its latest quarter, but the Korean firm also warned that earnings growth could slow in the saturated smartphone market. Still, Samsung remains the worldwide leader in sales of the gadget, Apple a distant second. European markets mostly higher so far. This follows Asian markets, which were mostly lower. The Nikkei down right around 1%. But we could have a bounce back on Wall Street today. NASDAQ futures are up 10. S&P 500 futures up 4. There was more success getting enrollees on board for the new healthcare exchanges on day 3. But complaints of slowdowns completing the online forms continue amid heavy user traffic. And Boeing says its deliveries of commercial jets rose 14% in the third quarter. A lot of that is because of increased output of the 787 Dreamliner, which had been delayed because of the well-known battery problems. Still, the government shutdown could cause future deliveries to be delayed. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
It isn't easy to build stuff and look good doing it. Building stuff takes sweat and dirt and grease and even fire. Things that don't go well with ascots and pashminas. Fortunately, there's the 2014 Tundra. Of course, it's got its legendary dependability, but now it's completely redesigned with rugged looks and top-shelf interior. There's tons of new technology, too, like the available M-Tune system, Bluetooth, and standard backup camera. Hard not to look good while you're listening to your favorite tunes, talking hands-free, and parking the boat trailer like a boss. And if the standard Tundra wasn't handsome enough, they've got the special edition, Tundra Platinum Edition, and the even more over-the-top $1,794 edition. Nothing this tough ever looked this good. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and see what all the fuss is about. Lease a new 2014 Tundra Double Cab V8 for only $309 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 11/4/13.
Good morning. It's 627. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Sunny today and a high of 92. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight around 71. Then a 30% chance of rain on Saturday. 86 is the high. And then listen to this. 57 is our low on Saturday night. On Sunday should be really nice. Mostly sunny and a high of only 77 degrees. And the winds will be out of the north at about 10 to 15. Maybe gusting up to 20 miles an hour. That's Sunday. And then Sunday night, we're looking at a low near 50 degrees. Monday, not much different either. That'll be pretty nice, 78 and a low of 52. So enjoy the little cool spell that we've got coming in. Right now the winds are out of the southeast at 100% relative humidity, and we've got 72 degrees out there.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that. But you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Practicing certain behaviors on the job and avoiding other behaviors can really accelerate your success. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5052. 1-800-711-5052. That's 1-800-711-5052. 1-800-711-5052.
You likely don't walk into work every morning with the intent to be charming, but maybe you should.
People don't often promote people that they don't like, and every day that you go into work is a real opportunity for you to be charming and have some of those intangible things that people do use as decision criteria when promotion time comes.
Tom Markert, author of the book You Can't Win a Fight with Your Boss and 55 Other Rules for Success, says another important rule is say thank you often.
It takes only a few seconds out of your time, and people instinctively like to be thanked for the work that they're doing.
An interesting trait of successful people is that they typically answer their own phone.
Every once in a while, you'll get a pesky salesperson, but most of the calls that come in the course of a business day for most people are important calls, and it's better to just take the call, deal with the issue, move forward, and not have to play this endless game of telephone tag.
And nothing will derail a career faster than writing an email in anger.
The very best thing that you can do is take an email if it's a really negative one, put it aside, and when you come back to work the next day, deal with it then. Because you don't want to be in a situation where you fire off a missile, you know, back to someone who wrote a really nasty letter to you, and you hit that send button, and about 5 minutes later, you just totally regret having done that out of anger.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 9 criminal charges face a Calvert man in Brazos and Robertson counties. Authorities had been looking for 27-year-old Eric Portis Jr. for a month after eluding Hearn police and a standoff involving several agencies outside a Calvert home. Portis is currently held in the Brazos County Jail following his arrest in Harris County. Portis also faces 8 counts of aggravated robbery and 1 count of aggravated kidnapping. That includes the July 30th armed robbery of the Commerce National Bank on East 29th and Bryan and a carjacking that preceded the holdup. Tomorrow is your last chance this year to get rid of hazardous household waste in a safe and economic-friendly way. College Station's recycling coordinator Heather Qualls says from 7 to 2 at the University Services Complex, they'll be taking paint, chemicals, and CFL light bulbs.
You can also take those fluorescent tubes.
Yeah.
Now, those are really hard to get rid of during the year, so if you've got any in your garage, get them out right now. There's nowhere that takes those except for now, unless you want to mail them off and pay a hefty fine for that.
They'll also be taking batteries, medication, and most electronics. More information is online at WTAW.com. What caused a power line to collapse in the Benchley area yesterday morning remains undetermined, but more than 600 customers were without power for about 2 hours near Rabbit Lane and OSR. BTU's David Worley says they take outages very seriously and keep track of when the power goes out and how long it stays out, including when it's due to ferocious storms like the one last Saturday in Bryan.
When that happens, you've got trees down across lines. You've got to cut in. You've got to get across the gates. And we lost several spans of conductor that had to be pulled back up. So it was a little more involved than the usual squirrel or snake issue.
Worley says lines do have many safeguards built into them and lightning arresting material to help decrease the chances of fires and meltdowns in the wires. The latest changes coming to KBTX Television are at the top. The first of the year means General Manager Mike Wright is also responsible for sister station KWTX in Waco.
Certainly, with me having attended Baylor University, but marrying an Aggie and being down here for so long, it was a tough decision, but the chief executive officer is someone that went to Baylor, is from Central Texas, and his great-grandfather, I believe, if not maybe his grandfather, was one of the original stockholders in KWTX and KBTX. So there's quite a deep legacy. He happened to marry into the family that owned Gray Television that later purchased these two properties.
Wright plans to continue his radio work as voice of Consolidated High School football at least through next year on WTAW and is committed to a half year of A&M women's basketball. When Wright takes over for the retiring Robert Bunch in Waco, daily operations at Channel 3 will go to current general sales manager Lori Bruffett. The U.S. Capitol was shut down yesterday following gunfire outside the building. That didn't stop Congressman Bill Flores from holding a conference call with reporters.
I'm sorry we started a few minutes late. Unfortunately, about 5 minutes ago, there were gunshots on Capitol Hill. And so we are in a shelter-in-place situation where the Capitol is locked down, including our offices.
In the months since Flores held town hall meetings where constituents wanted a government shutdown instead of funding Obamacare, since then, Flores says those in the 17th district are sharing his opinion to get back to business.
60 to 70% are in favor of continuing with our strategy that we're going again to fully fund the government but to make Obamacare fair for everybody. And that's been the same both of the last 2 days. And then the remainder of the audience is, the calls have been to open up the government.
Flores wants no subsidies for government employees who enroll in Obamacare, and he wants the same one-year extension for individuals to apply as businesses have received. Wendy Davis is off and running with her campaign to become the first Democrat in 20 years to win the Texas governor's job.
And all of you deserve to have your voices heard, because our future is brightest when it's lit by everyone's star.
In an email to supporters, Davis promised to represent the interests of the middle class and focus on education, economic development, and health care. A federal appeals court has overturned a lower court ruling that blocked Texas from enforcing new restrictions on volunteer voter registrars. By a 2-1 vote, a 3-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled there was insufficient evidence that First Amendment rights to free speech were being violated or that the laws were preempted by the federal motor voter law. And a pilot escaped injury after his single-engine plane flipped while taking off near Waco. DPS troopers told the Waco Tribune Herald crosswinds caused the aircraft's left wing to hit the ground and turn upside down. The pilot involved in the crash late Wednesday afternoon east of Robinson, McClellan County, was identified as 49-year-old Vincent Matthews of Goss. The plane, operated by Corporate Aerial Service of Hearn, is used for agricultural and pest control purposes. A FAA inspector has not started the investigation due to the government shutdown. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 72 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Buffy Simink. If I'm in front of a grill or behind the wheel of my race car, I couldn't ask for anything more. But my life changed when I was pinned under my car and trailer and I stopped breathing. I am grateful that I was taken to St. Joseph Trauma Center. I had massive internal injuries, but the doctors and nurses put me back together again. Today, I'm back to doing the things that I love, and I owe it all to St. Joseph. They saved my life.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
It's time to go back in time. Bud Light presents the Texas Renaissance Festival, beginning Saturday, October the 12th through December the 1st, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides throughout the 8 magically themed weekends. Raise a tankard as we open the festival in true Oktoberfest style, October 12th and 13th. Brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
It's 6:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluation, deep drill bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Big change coming up in the weather. It is going to turn much, much cooler here by the time we close out the weekend. Today we'll have sunshine. It'll be very warm, highs near 90. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Partial sun with the chance of a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow, 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows will be 55 to 60, a mixture of clouds and sun, and a whole lot more pleasant to be outside in. High Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. And Perscott, the greatest coach ever to coach football in the history of footballness.
That's right. Yes.
Coaches and our players hung together tough, and they didn't quit.
Yeah.
I just had to give it a proper setup.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Long overdue.
University of Texas played last night. Also, we had NFL football, Major League Baseball, NHL got cranked up, and a whole lot more. We'll cover all that for you in sports at about, and the high school football report, too.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that for you at 6:52.
Okay. Again, it'll be pretty nice for a little bit of football action tonight, so about 71 degrees. Too bad they're not playing tomorrow night. You know, it'd be really chilly then. Then you could wear your letter sweater. Or your letter jacket.
I was going to say, I don't think they have sweaters anymore,
no,
Scott.
No, they don't do that anymore.
I don't think so.
Letter jacket, letter
yes.
blankets.
Letter jacket.
Some people did that when, you know. They're
is that
always...
if you couldn't earn a letter sweater, you got a letter jacket? Or I mean, a letter blanket?
Well, look, in any group, there's always that kid who wants to be odd and stand out and go, okay, I'm different. And they're the ones who would get letter blankets.
Okay.
I'm just saying that's... I know those people, and that's the way they turned out. So.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so
they're listening right now, going, "Oh,
they are." No, they're off on some art farm someplace. No, I don't think so. Anyway,
art farm.
Wow.
So, huzzah! What does that mean? Like,
hooray!
Yeah, it's hooray.
Yeehaw.
Shakespearean standard.
Oh, good. Okay.
Are you making fun of my commercial?
I'm not making fun of it at all.
I like your commercial.
You know,
I think you sound handsome.
If you're not nice, I'll do the rest of the show that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No. That's just been their. Their standard thing that they've been saying for a few years. I just wonder.
Well, because yeehaw was taken.
Hey, y'all. Yeah. We've already given away tickets this morning to the Texas Renaissance Festival, just for those of you who slept in.
And two people said huzzah.
Yeah. No, they didn't. They might have after they hung up, but anyway. And no, don't call and say huzzah to win tickets, all right? No. All right, let's see. So Wendy Davis, Haltom City.
Hmm.
Became the epicenter of politics yesterday, as we know it. I mean, because she's going to run.
Did you know she's actually from Rhode Island?
Uh-oh.
She's not even a born and bred Texan.
Oh, man. Between that and the fact that Greg Abbott wasted little time. I mean, he was ready as soon as she finished her 15-minute speech and news conference. He had already done an interview with the Associated Press.
Oh, of course.
Talking about, and you know, In defense of Ms. Davis, you cannot be responsible for all of the people who might protest in a cause where they agree with you, because there could be some wing nuts out there.
Oh, see the Tea Party, ..
Exactly, sure. And, you know, what Greg Abbott zeroed in on is during that filibuster, he said there were people walking around the Capitol chanting, "Hail Satan." I don't think that's representative of where mainstream Texas is. And he's correct. I'm going to presume that Wendy Davis does not wander around the Capitol saying, "Hail Satan."
I'm pretty sure she didn't bring poop or pig blood either.
Right. And so you can't tie all of the people who, you know, feel strongly about one issue the way that she does to be as far out there as she is.
Well, now, with all due respect, everybody else does to Republicans.
Well, I understand. It goes both ways. There's not any doubt. It's not fair one way, and it's not fair the other. But anyhow, so we got all that.
She at least seems to be a hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I disagree with her ideas, but I was stalking her on Wikipedia, and she does seem to be a hard worker. So that's
well, and
her
she's
credit.
You know, exactly. She's raised by a single mom and all that. She has a great success story. But you know, there were some folks who said she was even going to have trouble getting reelected in the Texas Senate. Now, what happens? This will bring a bunch of Democratic rock stars in here. You know, so we can look.
Suddenly, Hollywood will tell us how to vote.
Yeah, something like that.
You ready
yeah.
for some big time punditry?
Okay,
I think it's great. Because if the Democrats are pouring money into Texas, they ain't going to win. That means they won't spend it someplace else.
Yeah, and that means that's good. Of course, I don't know. We may not get any of that business. We'll see.
Oh, I bet you we
you
might
think?
Not.
Yeah.
Talk?
Us,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. But anyway, but it'll be in Texas, and that'll be good for the broadcasters, and we like that. So Randy Neugebauer, who's a Republican who represents part of Texas, you know, yesterday he was caught on camera reaming out a U.S. park ranger over the closed parkland over there, as if the park ranger was the one who was responsible singularly for it not being available to World War II veterans. So he confronted them, a bunch of tourists there. Obviously, somebody caught it on camera because, you know, as we were talking about, cameramen for the networks are like cockroaches. They're going to show up where they need to and, you know, scatter around and get that.
It's funny how that always works out, isn't it?
Yeah. But the problem is, you know, he's telling the ranger, "You should be ashamed," okay? And
that's the same as, like, telling the fighters during the 70s, "You're ashamed, for you're a baby killer," blah, yeah. blah, blah.
Well,
they're just doing what they were told to do.
Well, the day before, he was interviewed in a radio conversation back in Texas, probably in his congressional district, and he said that he would vow to keep the government shut down, quote, "for as long as it takes," end quote, to ensure that the Obamacare is not funded, claiming that it was the will of the American people. Well, you know, don't say that and then go out and rip the park ranger
Absolutely.
And tell them they should be ashamed. It's not right. So
speaking out of both sides of his face hole.
That's kind of it. So why are the Republicans so dug in on the government shutdown? Guy from Politico says, as opposed to the shutdown 17 years ago, far more GOP seats are safe due to heavy gerrymandering. The key figure, 79 of the 236 House Republicans serving during the last shutdown back in 1996 were in districts that Clinton had won in the previous presidential election. Today, that number is only 17. So, in other words, they have gerrymandered to the point where there are a lot of people who are safe. And in case you didn't hear it, that Bill Flores was on with us earlier this week, and he did not vote for the government shutdown. And not a campaign speech for Flores at all, but my observation is that he is a businessman first, and he understands that it's bad business to shut the government down. I'm going to presume that he votes his conscience, and that's the reason he did that. But you know, understand that not all the Republicans voted to close the government down. And I told him, I don't know that we necessarily talked on the air about it, but you know, the Democrats have done a great job of framing the Republicans with this by calling it the Republican shutdown.
Yeah, all the young people on Facebook who have not actually looked at the facts are all like, oh, the dumb Republicans and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, how hard is it to look up one of the articles where it's saying, yeah, my health insurance is going to go up 200% because I'm a 30-year-old white male.
See, low-information voter.
Yeah, right.
They're low information.
How much trouble is it? It's too much trouble. I mean, it doesn't take much for people to go, I don't know. Look.
The president said they're stupid. They must be stupid.
Exactly.
Psst. It's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 5th, it's fencing with barbed wire. Come learn about the many different features of barbed wire and proper construction techniques this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Most of our houseplant failures can be traced directly to improper lighting and excessive watering. Sometimes the two overlap so dramatically that you can't pry them apart. Changes in lighting affect the amount of water the plants will need, yet we fail to take note. When we identify potential pitfalls before they occur, we cut plant losses significantly. Happier houseplants, the subject of our program today, right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. If we're growing plants indoors, we need to remember that no plant is a house plant. All of them are invited guests into our homes. However, we expect our guests to adapt to conditions as we have them, seldom taking note of what they were used to in their native homes. That's when our problems start. Most large foliage plants, for example, including ficuses, rubber plants, schifleras, and Norfolk Island pines, among many others, are giant trees in their tropical homes. They stand atop the forest in full sun, casting shade to plants below. We might expect those tropical trees to have the most difficult times in our houses because of insufficient lighting, and that is exactly what happens. We bring them home only to find their leaves all over the floor several weeks later. Succulent plants and highly variegated plants in most cases also need bright light. That's why jade plants' leaves shrivel and fall, and that's why crotons' new leaves fail to display their bright markings that they had outdoors. Most herbaceous, non-woody, or vining tropicals, by comparison, are accustomed to less light, even very little sunlight. They are often native to dank forest floors with only minutes of sunlight per day. They're the best candidates as houseplants, not only because they can handle dark indoor conditions, but also because, size-wise, they're more easily kept in bounds. Among the list that you'll find many choices in, some common, some almost unheard of, Aglaonemas, ponytail, spathiphyllums, vining philodendrons, pothos, sansevierias, dracaenas, and pleomeles. Those are the bulletproof plants for interior landscaping. You want to buy plants that have been grown and held in virtually the same amount of light that they'll receive in your home. Nurseryman found 30 or 40 years ago that weeping figs that had been grown in the shade had a far better chance of surviving once they were sold and taken home by consumers. That was because their leaves were used to the shade. That brings to the problem of number two, that's watering. The amount of water a plant will need is totally tied to how well the plant's growing. Plants that have become almost dormant because of low light won't need as much water. Plants that are getting the perfect amount of light will usually need more water. If you compare plants to a marathoner, it'll make more sense. While the runner's sedentary, he'll need less water. By the time he hits full stride in the race, however, he'll be downing water much more often. Water your houseplants when the soil begins to feel dry to the touch, and you'll be all set. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It's 6:52. Let's check in with Zach Taylor for the high school football report.
If this football season has taught us anything, it's that the A&M Consolidated Tigers like living on the edge. Coach David Raffield's team squeaked out another close victory last week, 42-41 over Lufkin in the district opener. Here's Coach on the win.
What a tremendous football game. There's no question Lufkin played the best game they've played all year at home. They did things that they had not shown on film before, and I was so proud of the way our kids rose up.
The 3-1 Tigers will look to keep their perfect district record intact when they host 3-2 the Woodlands tonight for homecoming at Tigerland Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30 with coverage on News Talk 1620. WTAW. The Bryan Vikings started their district season off on kind of a sour note, falling on a heartbreaker to Oak Ridge 36-33. They'll look to turn it around tonight when they visit 3-2 Conroe. Here's Coach Ross Rogers on the Tigers and their quarterback, Stedman Bell.
They've got a lot of returners back. This was a team that, and I know there were a lot of high expectations, but a lot of that centered around on Stedman Bell being healthy all the time. And, they were 3-0 when he went down, and now they're 3-2.
Game time is set for 7:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Close games were a theme last week, and none were closer than the Rudder Rangers' 34-28 overtime loss to Caney Creek. Coach Simpierre says he saw improvement in his team, but feels the offense and special teams can step it up even more.
The defense is coming. The thing we got to do as a team is get the other two parts of our game going. That's offense and kicking. We did have a better offensive performance than pass, but we got to give our defense more help.
The Rangers will be looking to get their first win of the season tonight at homecoming against the 2-3 Magnolia West Mustangs. Kickoff is at 7:30 at Merrill Green Stadium with coverage on Peace 107. The Navasota Rattlers saw their perfect season come to an end last Friday, turning the ball over six times in a 44-24 loss to Fairfield. Here's Coach Lee Fedora on the game.
Well, it was one of them games. It was definitely not Navasota Rattler football. I mean, everything that you could make a mistake in, we did. But what we tell our kids, you got to grow from that. And, I never said a loss is ever a good deal, but sometimes it's going to tell you what your team's made of. And when adversity strikes, we'll see how it goes. And I've been very pleased the way our kids have practiced all this week.
The Rattlers will look to bounce back tonight when they hit the road to face the 3-2 McCallum Knights. Kickoff is at 7:30 on Navasota News 1550. And rounding out area play, 3-1 College Station visits Northland Christian, while 3-1 St. Joseph's has a bye. Remember, you can always follow your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that's been your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. The boys of summer are now the boys of fall.
Out of the stretch, here's the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep down the right field line, and it's a gunner! A three-run homer for Carlos Beltran. 3-0 Cardinals in the third.
The St. Louis Cardinals exploded for a 7-run third inning and now on a 1-0 edge over Pittsburgh after routing the Pirates 9-1 in the NL Division Series opener at Busch Stadium. The teams are back at it this afternoon at Busch with a 15-game winner Lance Lynn on the mound for the Cards and Pirates rookie Garrett Cole.
2-2 to Johnson, and it's a fastball, got him looking, and that's that. So it took Jansen a while. He made 25 pitches, but nevertheless, he strikes out the side. That's 15 Braves struck out tonight as the Dodgers walk away with a win.
Dodgers took the opener of their NL Division Series by dominating Atlanta 6-1, a masterful pitching performance by Clayton Shaw. They'll get back after it later today as well. Both AL Division Series finally get started today. Wild card winner Tampa Bay is at Fenway to play the Sox at 2. AL Central champ Detroit sends out 21-game winner Max Scherzer against Oakland tonight. That one starts at 8:30. In the NFL, a Thursday night football game, both starting quarterbacks were knocked out of the game with injuries, so it figures that defense would kind of play into it a bit.
Tool back to pass, throws to the middle, picked off, and there he goes! Down the sideline, T.J. Ward, 10-5, touchdown!
Cleveland Browns outscored the Bills 37-24 to improve to 3-2. Quarterback Brandon Whedon replaced injured star Brian Hoyer and rallied the Browns past the Bills, who also lost their rookie starting quarterback, E.J. Manuel, with a knee injury. Case McCoy scored a one-yard touchdown plunge after two fumbles that weren't fumbles that were reviewed that probably were fumbles with 51 seconds left. And Texas rallied to beat Iowa State 31-30 last night. Here's Mac on the comeback.
The story tonight is that our coaches and our players hung together tough and they didn't quit. They didn't give in to it. And very few people could have done that in this environment. That's what I'm proud of.
Texas will head into next week's game against Oklahoma with at least a share of first place in the Big 12. The Florida Panthers spoiled Lindy Ruff's debut as the Dallas Stars head coach with a 4-2 victory over the Stars in their season opener. The Panthers erased a 2-1 deficit with goals 4.5 minutes apart. The Stars debuted their new Victory Green jerseys, which in this reporter's opinion are just absolutely awful, and several key new players, but fell apart soon after they took the first lead. And Americans survived a late rally Thursday and put the international team in a familiar hole in the President's Cup. Steve Stricker blasted out of a plugged lie in the face of the bunker to 3 feet to save par as he and 20-year-old Jordan Spieth hung on for a one-up win in the final match on the course at Muirfield Village. The win gave the Americans a 3.5-2.5 lead, the fourth straight time that they have led after the opening session of the President's Cup. And that's been a look at your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy. When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Fall Parade of Homes Gold sponsor is James Conant Insulation and Fireplaces. The parade is Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th. Visit new homes in beautiful subdivisions